Hi everyone, Michael Kerr here with another brand new 2014 episode of Inspiring Workplaces, Humor at Work. So as I'm doing this podcast, it's a brand new year, it's the start of January, and I know so many of you hate the idea of New Year's resolutions, because as someone once wryly observed, New Year's resolutions go in one ear and out the other. I know I have many of those over the years accumulated, but you know, when it comes to creating an awesome, rocking, great, inspiring, fun-filled, humor-filled workplace, January is the perfect time of year to regroup and hit the old reset button. So why not make some workplace commitments, which I think is a far stronger word than resolutions or goals, to one another about the kind of workplace you want to become, the kind of workplace you want to be known for, the kind of workplace that you really can recommend to your best friend as a great place to work, and that really does match the hype in your Help Wanted ads. Well, to help you get the conversation started, here are some suggestions for workplace resolutions that will have the biggest impact on workplace culture. First of all, number one, great cultures don't happen by accident. As I say so often, you can't buy your culture at Costco. Even if you could, it would be too big. So resolve this year to be intentional about building a great culture. Resolution number two, look at what you're investing in your leadership training and development, and then triple the investment. And thus, of course, your investment is zero, in which case, you know, you should probably just put a first sale sign up right now. But whatever you're investing, triple it. The investment will more than pay for itself for years to come. Resolution number three, forget about writing another vision statement and instead focus on nurturing visionaries in your workplace. Resolution number four, have less meetings and more real conversations. Resolution number five, dive deeper for great ideas. Don't just listen to the highest paid, loudest, or most eloquent voices. Actively seek out the introverts, the cranks, the disenfranchised, and the oddballs. It wouldn't hurt to throw your customers into that mix as well. And hey, why not a few five-year-olds if you're looking for some really innovative ideas? Number five, dig deeper for great ideas. Resolution number six, recognize your unsung heroes and celebrate all your small wins. And resolution number seven, of course, have more fun. Even if having more fun doesn't help you achieve your goals, as I'm sure it will. I tell this to folks all the time, and I see it in action all the time. Think about this. What would you rather have come the end of 2014? The same level of success and less fun, or the same level of success but have had more fun along the way? Seems like an easy choice to me. Have more fun. So there you have it. Seven great resolutions for an inspiring year in your workplace. And now my fun at work tip. There are four things that can greatly help people keep their resolutions, or commitments, as I said, is maybe a stronger word. Number one, making a public commitment. Number two, having an accountability partner hold you accountable. Number three, making it fun to achieve your goal. And number four, celebrating the small wins on a regular basis. So why not, to make it a little more fun to achieve your resolutions, your commitments, your goals, create a resolutions club or a commitments club in your workplace to help support each other's resolutions, to encourage, cajole, and coach one another, to hold one another accountable, to laugh together, and to celebrate accomplishments as a team. My quote of the week from Richard Bach, "The more I want to get something done, the less I think of it as work." And that's a great quote to keep in mind when you are struggling to keep those commitments, to try and keep those New Year's resolutions alive. And finally, in It's a Wacky World, I've posted on the old website, humoratwork.com will get you there. I've posted the wacky, offbeat, funny theme days for January. Some of my favorite ones headed your way. January 10th, Peculiar People Day. The 11th is Fruit Cake Toss Day. Man, I'm looking forward to that one. The 14th is Dress Up Your Pet Day. 20th is Penguin Awareness Day, which raises the question, how penguin aware are you? January 22nd is Answer Your Cat's Question Day. January 23rd, Measure Your Feet Day. The 24th, it's a great doubleheader, Belly Laugh Day and Talk Like a Grizzled Prospector Day. January 27th, Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. 30th is Inane Answering Machine Message Day, and January 31st, last but not least, Fun at Work Day. And if you go over to my website, you'll see dozens more wacky offbeat theme days headed your way this January. And if you cruise over to the website, you'll find all sorts of articles, resources, and the opportunity to sign up for the written version of this e-zine, which includes all sorts of great links to even more resources. So I wish everyone an inspiring 2014 full of humor in your workplace.